You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
Tuesday.
What a great weekend.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Awesome. Weather was great. Yes.
Wow.
Did you, well, you had to speak, right?
I spoke at Nicolet Gardens yesterday.
Nice.
They do such a wonderful job out there. When I die, I want to be there.
Nicolet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be in the mausoleum.
Well,
I think that sounds cool.
Yeah, to be in the mausoleum. Great, sounds like you're a little, above
where's your,
it.
Where's right. Whatever. He's in the mausoleum.
Oh, okay. That's the upper class.
Yeah.
Alloway has a good mausoleum, too. And, of course, the Shrine does. You know who does a good job with Memorial Day? Little towns.
Yeah, no question.
Because I was up in Elko, and they had a really, stayed in Antigo. Nice parade.
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Even went to the store, got some stuff. You go to the parade? It's like, yeah. But anyway, that's nice. All the flags down Main Street. You know, just
totally
really
agree.
You know, that's what, I don't know how big that is, 8,000-9,000 people.
I was watching
the band, high school.
I don't know how or why, but I've got WLUC TV out of Marquette on my cable system here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, I was watching them, and it was a little downtown Felch. You know, with tiny little, and boy, every person in that town was out there.
And the kids, they...
And they're still throwing candy.
Some of them graduate, they still come back and play. You know, if they graduated, you know, a week or two ago, they're going to be graduating. The seniors come in and play. And
yeah.
It was, that's cool stuff. I mean, it's awesome. Did you read, I don't know, online or something, but Brett Favre did this post about what a great day, I want to honor...
I didn't see that.
The military. And some guy wrote back to him. This made a lot of sense. This is something you would write. He said, look, Brett, love you like a brother, but that's not what today's about.
No.
And people do get confused with that.
I know. Totally. 100%.
And that was always the case with that. To
totally.
Say, look, and look, we have Veterans Day. Of course, we have the 4th of July and Memorial Day. But it's important that we maybe remind people. Don't even want to scold them. And this guy wrote a really nice response. They say, oh, I think you're great. But, you know, I want to explain the difference between.
Absolutely.
I thought that was really good.
That's the total truth. But I will say this, and I always talk about this in my speeches on Memorial Day, okay? Yes, it is more of a solemn day versus Veterans Day, okay?
Excuse me, I just want to say, because the guy said happy Memorial Day, and the guy said this. Okay. That's how the whole paragraph started.
I agree with that 100%, and it is a fine line. But I will say this, like I said, every single got Todd here just such a great event. Nicolet Gardens, even the guest speaker was pretty decent.
Oh,
even though his mic kept cutting out. Todd from Deep Here. Did it, Todd?
No, I meant to speak.
Todd, did it cut out when I was? I'm serious about this, Todd. Let me know. Was it cutting out when I was speaking, or just when I was doing the interview with the brother of the guy who of course died? Let me, because I was trying to work that too. But anyway, but you know what? You know what I said too? And one of my guys was there. I'm trying to think with the 127 when I was in Iraq. He was there. And when one of our guys died like 2 weeks after I was there, a really young kid, whatever. But I said one thing. I said, you know what? If all those people that were killed in the war came back right now, you know what they would do? They would drink so much beer and eat so many brats and have so much fun. So part of it is do what we do. Do what they would do.
That's why they did
it. Acknowledge. Exactly. That's our way of life. Acknowledge the hell out of them, but don't change what you do because they would love to be doing it. Okay, Todd says, not when you were speaking, just during the interview. Okay, thank you, Todd.
But I
think I was holding the mic wrong with the receiver.
Oh, but I sent an email to someone, too, explaining that it's okay to have barbecues. That's what they would want.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's the point I want to get
across. As long as you spend that first 1 or 2 hours.
That beer for them in their honor.
Yeah.
But
go and pay respects first. Like I said,
no question.
You know, you drive by cemeteries, there's all these little things.
Yeah.
Like I said, drove through a ton of small towns, but it was great. But I don't think you should feel guilty having a party.
No, don't. Because they would do it.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, that honors them, in my opinion.
I agree.
Somebody can disagree. That's fine. I totally understand. But in my opinion, that's honoring them because that's what they would do, and that's what they would want us
to.
And you know what? They fought to preserve our way of life.
Right.
And I talked about that. If we lost World War II, which we could have lost really easy, mm-hmm. okay, the Japanese and the Nazis would not want us to have our normal way mm-hmm. of life. So celebrate the fact that we've fought wars
right.
to embrace what we do as a nation.
Right. And again, like the guy said, but this is for the people who gave their lives. That's what that day is about. And I just think that's great that we do that. And
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing about? That's
a tax price.
What?
So
we're here people at their cabins.
Oh, Jim, was the shelter busy?
I love these listeners that are
they
loyal.
Pay attention to everything we say.
I know you guys take copious notes. That is funny. I just wanted to tell him that we served a lot of people.
My daughter, when I told her that story, she couldn't eat. She kept spitting up. She was laughing so hard.
Yesterday, I'm sitting on my couch getting ready to do something, and Brian messages me and goes, I wonder how many people are here.
Brian, what is wrong with you? No. Seriously, what's wrong with you, Brian?
No, yesterday was...
Hey, Brian, I got to be honest with you, though. Talk to me. I was watching that game. I was actually at the Croc Center with my granddaughters, but I was watching the Indiana Fever game. Brian, what did you think of those unbelievably terrible no calls at the end of that game? The refereeing in the WNBA is embarrassingly bad.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible. This girl goes up for a shot, which would have won the game. They got such a vendetta against Caitlin Clark and her team. This girl goes up for a shot. She gets clobbered. She's knocked to the ground. Not just like a little ticky-tack fall. She's knocked to the ground as she's shooting. No call.
Wow. And Caitlin Clark, she's injured now?
Yeah, she's out for 2 weeks. Good. You know what? I wish if I were Caitlin Clark, I'd say, you know what? I'm going to take a year off.
Yeah, right.
And then the whole league would like... have so many fewer viewers and everything like that.
Geez.
And then people just hate her for no reason. It's unbelievable.
It's just jealousy. Yeah. I just want to tell Brian, I got the numbers. I get the numbers every day on how many we serve. And I just want to, they weren't all at their cabin because we served 160 people for dinner last night. So, and 136 for lunch.
Wow.
So, we had a busy day.
It's a lot of food you're pushing out there.
Not everybody went to their cabin.
No.
Tell that kid that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Good day.
Brian says, I saw your post. I thought, great, I'm going to have to speak for them, but I didn't see the game, Brian. Brian, please watch the last 2 minutes of that game.
Okay.
And tell me what you think. The Indiana Fever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was terrible. Vicky says, happy Tuesday. It was a beautiful weekend. You know what? Why does Celebrate DePeer close so early on their last, they closed at 4, and it was like 2 o'clock before I got done with everything. It's like,
well, they got to clean up. But they got so much to take. Oh, you've been to those things.
I know.
I bet you didn't get home till 10, 11.
But I hate being that guy. It goes back to when I worked at the gas station, and I'm mopping the floor where it's closed, and somebody pulls up. You know what I mean? I want an oil change. I hate being that guy.
Yeah. And
Todd, you got a haircut.
They don't.
No, I didn't.
That yeah, you guy
did.
Either.
No,
I
didn't. Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Nope.
Yeah.
Actually, it's growing out.
Nope.
It's,
you got a haircut.
No. No, sir. No, sir.
All right. Well, anyway, happy Tuesday, May 27th, Sunscreen Day.
Which Jim did not use over the weekend.
I actually did. I did
you
yesterday.
Put, you know what?
I did yesterday.
You know,
I did too.
I know a girl.
I did.
I know a girl.
Yesterday.
I know a girl. Who used to put Crisco on her face?
Okay, now that's that's that like baby oil.
And you look
stuff.
Like you put Crisco on your face.
No, I used sunscreen. I just all yesterday, right. Like I told you guys, it was a chill day when we got home. Went outside and just sat in my lounge chair and listened to Meet the Press.
And, me too.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Awesome.
What was it about, Johnny? Mental health.
Dick Cheney was on there.
No, was all, yeah, that would have fit. It was all about mental health, and then.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Jim putting his face in the nuclear reactor.
All that. Yeah.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna come clean on something tomorrow morning after the show. I'm getting surgery for skin cancer.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to talk about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, 1,000%. Not even a question.
Okay.
So you're taking some time off.
I'm taking some time. I don't know. Well, they don't know. The extent.
Right.
It might be the most minor thing in the world, or they might tear my face apart.
But let's tell our listeners how that came about. how did you discover that you potentially have skin cancer? Was it just a regular checkup? No, was it itching? No, was it turning red?
You know what it was? I'm not even joking about this. It was Todd telling me, stop touching your face. I'm like, what are you talking about? And Todd, is this true?
It is true. Because he was on camera and he kept touching his face. And I'm like, what's going on with that?
It was just a little dry skin type thing. And Todd pointed out, I didn't even know I was doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
So it was because of Todd that I went and got it checked out.
All right, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. How did you discover that?
But a lot of people had to tell you, go in and have it checked out. Because you weren't going to.
Well, because it was nothing. It was just dry skin.
But then didn't you shave it and it came back?
Yes. That's when, I cut it off accidentally shaving. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who shaves under their eye?
It was right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got to tell you the grossest thing I've experienced. How to be a grandpa. How to try being a grandpa, where grandpas are the toughest guys, the whatever guy. Okay. So Friday night, whatever night it was, my daughter and granddad, and 10:35, sitting down, having a cocktail. And my daughter says, can you meet me at Aurora emergency room?
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, what's going on? She said, Iris, my youngest granddaughter, put something up her nose and it won't come out and she's freaking out. So I go to Aurora Medical or emergency room. Mm-hmm. Okay. Try to hold her down as the doctor's digging into her nose. Okay. Couldn't find anything. Doctor couldn't find it. Okay. So the next day we're having lunch at the right place, which is, you know what? You can't miss.
I love
going to the right place. You know what I mean?
Everything.
You know, sometimes you go to a different place. You can't
love
miss
it.
A booyah and a whatever at the right place.
Cheeseburgers,
you can't miss.
And the service.
Yeah.
They are.
We had my daughter even told us from Madison, she told the waitresses, you're the greatest waitress I've ever dealt with. Just incredible.
They're fun on the phone. If you do a takeout, call. They're just so friendly. And the food is consistently great.
Miss. Exactly. And my daughter had booyah. She'd never had. She goes, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted.
And some places, not to mention their names, but when things got expensive, they kind of throttled back on the thickness of the burger or sometimes the buns went a little cheaper. Those guys just stayed the course. Love it.
It's just a no miss. But anyway, so we're there as the waitress is bringing us our food. She's putting the food on the table. My other granddaughter goes, Iris, is that the thing in your nose? And it was starting to come out.
Wow.
So I have to grab a bunch of napkins and squeeze her nose. I'm trying to gross.
This is right before dinner.
As the food is being put in front of us.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So took care of that, right? And I had to fake being a strong grandpa
because
I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. Right. Right. I hear you, John.
My stomach, I was forcing my stomach to not.
Yeah. What was it?
A bead, some kind of a bead
she
put in her nose.
Yeah.
And it was it was coming. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool that it worked itself out. You know what I mean? That's odd time.
Perfect timing, too.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So
curb your appetite.
Oh, God, Lord.
She like screaming about that, or was she like, because grandpa's doing it, it was okay?
She was okay.
Yeah, she didn't like the doctor.
That's right. I don't mean to gross it, but I was afraid it would get sucked back in. So I grabbed the top of her nose and squeezed and put napkins all over it.
I'm sure the table next door.
Absolutely.
They enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
You know what's weird?
Nah, we'll pass on dessert.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I actually, when I was driving away then, I threw it out the window on the road. I threw it in the East River. I was right going over the bridge of the East River.
Did you guys ever put something up your nose, though? I never did.
I never did that stuff. And, hey, a nose my size? I could have put a Tonka truck up mine. God, I hate my nose. All right, we got to set a quick break. It is a beautiful Tuesday, getting it rocking here. Back after this. Keep on turning, because it won't be too long.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back, my little mayor, here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. 53 right now in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. It's going to be right around this, around 60 degrees today and sunny. And as we mentioned, it's sunscreen day.
Yes.
Also, grape popsicle day, grape day. I hate grape. I hate anything grape.
Why?
And why do restaurants always have the little things of grape jelly instead of it?
No.
You do?
I do.
Grape? No.
I grew up on Welch's grape jelly and
you
I
remember,
hate it.
Right? Yeah. You remember my mom made tomato jelly. So for me to get grape jelly, was like the heavens parted and God shone his light, you know?
God bless Josephine. God bless my beautiful, wonderful mother.
Funny.
But God.
My mom's name is Geraldine. So think about this. Some Like It Hot, the movie.
Yeah.
Josephine.
Yes.
And Geraldine.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
That's crazy.
You're right. But gosh darn it. Her jelly wasn't good. And I love her to death. But yeah.
And it was grape?
It was apple and cherry and some other choke cherry or something that was.
That's not bad. I'm with you on the grape. I don't like that.
No.
That's why they always have that. They run out of everything else. Orange marmalade, the strawberry.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but every time I'm going to stop. Stop posting Brian's text.
No, I love this.
Read that one. Read that one.
I get my glasses on.
I was kayaking down the East River near Eloy this weekend with Brittany Merlot. Got hit in the eye with a bee that I think had some bleep on it.
It's not on it.
Brian, what's wrong? Seriously, Brian.
Just keep it coming,
what's
Brian.
Wrong with
love
you?
It.
He's listener of the year.
Okay, I
got to
say one thing. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit. Tomorrow I'm having surgery on my face for skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just put it out there. No big deal.
And they told you it was skin cancer, or did they say we're going to test it to see if it's cancer?
No, it is. It's cancer. What's
they
the
tested
term?
It already, they right?
Yeah. Okay, the biopsy.
All right.
It's
well,
cancer.
That's, all right. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if Todd literally had told me to stop touching my face because I didn't know I was doing it, and Todd says I'm doing it on camera, I never would have gotten tested. And even when I went to Purveyor right down the road here that day, and I thought they were going to say, I was almost embarrassed to be there. I thought they were going to say, really? That, we don't have more important things to do.
Exactly.
This little,
see this guy
and they
the
were
lobby?
Like, no, we're not going to touch it. You need to go to a dermatologist. It's like, really? So I go there and I actually felt stupid because I thought the exact same thing. And they're going to say, really? You're wasting our time for this little. And then they said, okay, we're going to test. And then they came back and they said, you have to have surgery. So what I'm saying is the most minor, tiny little thing that you ignore because it's just whatever could be something.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying woe is me. All I'm trying to get across here
get
is
the test.
Well, get the test,
and
man.
Much, and I don't know what kind of insurance most people have, but I shouldn't say that. I don't know what kind of insurance you have, but most insurances will pay for the preventive part because they don't want to pay whatever it's going to cost you, $5,000 or whatever that's going to cost you. They would much rather you go in and get your physical every year. Todd figured it out for you, but if you go in for a physical, they'll find that. You know what I mean?
Well, the next thing they're gonna do one of those full body scans on me.
Oh, did you? Those are awesome.
I didn't have one of those yet.
They put
those
on
are awesome. I don't know if that's gonna be.
No,
awesome.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's real weird. They put on those.
I'm gonna lay naked while people look at every.
And they
inch.
Put on like those goggles,
that's
like
what they
and
said.
Huge mirrors. I mean, not mirrors, magnifying glasses. And that guy's eyes are like those cartoons,
yeah,
you know. And,
yeah.
But they look you over.
I know, but.
Yeah,
so,
you should.
I would have.
I don't think you have to do that every year, though. You know what, you guys? I think that's a 3-4-5 year thing. I don't think that's every year you have to get that body scan.
I'd have to get a sedative to lay there and let people look at me that closely.
I know,
and it's
right?
Close.
I know. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that sober.
with somebody funny. You liked.
Yeah. Right. I'm not even saying I liked them. Just happened to be there.
That is a, for those. Kids that are
trust me, they were drunk too. They were drunker. They had to be drunker than me.
Oh man! So wear the sunscreen.
Yes,
yeah, that's
absolutely.
What I'm trying to say here. But the most minor little thing could be something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get a an email and says you got cancer, it's cancer because of this tiny little thing. It gets your attention.
Oh boy! Yeah, and people get that fishing. It's not just all people laying out in the sun. I mean, fishermen get it. Truck drivers get it. You know, from
fishing,
having their arm out the window.
Being on the water is as bad as anything you could find.
Yeah.
In the winter, the snow. I mean, you have to think about that all year long.
I think part of mine. I don't know. Because I mean, God. I mean, growing up in the UP, you had 3 sunny days a year.
Yeah.
So it's not from that. But I even showed people that one picture of me in Iraq. I had a thing. I don't know if this could is possible. But I got stranded for 3 days at a place called Ali Asalim in Iraq. They screwed up my manifest for flying or whatever. And there was nothing there except a Burger King. So every day I'd sit on the picnic table all day long waiting for my name to be called. And I could show you a picture. I got so, I don't even want to say burnt, so unbelievably dark that it seems like it cooked me. It cooked my face.
That's what, 20 hours a day? I mean, right. That sun is out there.
Right.
Yeah, that was hot.
So I'm just telling people, trust me, I'm the last person in the world to give health advice. Oh, no, I'm not the last person to give health advice. I got a new diet. I'm down to 212 pounds. I've lost 10 pounds this month.
Here, you know how? Whoa.
Nice spill. Hey, yeah, Jim, I spilled coffee.
Oh, all right. Well, I was so excited about that.
Can I tell you why?
212.
Why? What'd you do? What's
pickle sandwiches.
Just pickles?
Pickle sandwiches.
But what's on them?
Mayonnaise.
Mayo and pickles.
Keto bread.
Well, that's okay. I don't like the taste of keto bread.
Yeah, toast it. Keto bread. It's 15 carbs, but 15 grams of fiber.
So that wipes out the carbs. Right.
Dill pickles have no calories.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise has zero carbs. I'm eating pickle sandwiches. Keto bread, toasted, dill pickles, and mayonnaise, and I've lost 10 pounds in 1 month.
That's awesome, John.
Thank you.
I mean, that is. But you can't argue that.
You went out for breakfast. You must have had something, right?
Well, that...
With the girls?
Yeah.
I barely ate. Really? Trust me.
That's right.
After
that's
that whole thing, I just try to force it down.
That's true.
I will say this. That's good. What's gotten expensive fast food? I brought them breakfast the other day at McDonald's. $36.
Yes.
$36.
I know.
For high C and a little burrito thing. $36. Yeah. Ah! Give you my dog surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling.
Back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt. So I'm not letting you guys go on quite yet because it is Tuesday. It's the first day of the week for us.
It is.
We are 35 minutes into the show.
Okay.
You have each spilled your coffee.
I know.
Each of you have spilled.
I was hoping you didn't notice that.
Oh, I saw it.
You got up. Yeah. It.
What is going on with you guys?
Can't give us a day off anymore.
What? Guys, what is going on with you guys?
I legitimately thought to myself, oh, crap. I don't want Todd to see this.
Yeah.
Brittany, it's 6:35 on the very first day back from a three-day weekend, and neither one of them can. Can you believe it?
We both spilled
I believe it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me too.
And Brian just texts us. He goes, I'm not making this up. Best sandwich ever on toast, peanut butter and pickle sandwich. Brian, Brittany.
It's not, well, peanut butter and bananas.
Brittany.
Peanut butter and pickles? Ooh. Never heard of it.
Brittany.
Yes.
I lost 10 pounds this month eating pickle sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
I would eat them and then he would vomit. But yeah, see, it worked though. That's all we care about is the 10 pounds.
I almost vomited on my sandwich the other day with doing that thing with my granddaughter. Hi, Brittany.
Oh, good morning. So please describe what this pickle sandwich is. What else is on it?
Keto bread. Well, yeah, because you need to lose a lot of weight, right, Brittany. Right, what are you, 94 pounds now?
Get out there and exercise,
right,
Brittany.
You don't burn enough calories. Yeah. No, but here's, okay, but you know what? That's funny, though. Actually, I saw some people kayaking in the East River this weekend. But you know what? The last place I would want to do that roll thing.
No, yes.
And get any of the East River in your lung. Brittany, have you ever done that?
Oh, the kayak roll?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's hard.
It is, because you got to get up.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just you getting up. It's turning that whole kayak up. So, yeah.
I know, pass. Right? But the thought of the East River getting in here. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Brittany, we got a text here for you. I'm working the WIA sectional track meet at Westy Pier Friday. Forecast is sunny and 81 degrees. Will that hold out, Brittany? This is from Terry.
I think so. Yep, I do. Good. It's going to be nice and sunny. There's a teeny tiny chance for some thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but that's about the only risk we have going on Friday. But the warmest day of the week, 80s, yes.
Yeah, nice. We've got a nice stretch coming up, right?
Yeah, we do. We really do. I mean, a little cool today. We'll get about 70 degrees in the mid-60s tomorrow. Some scattered showers are possible both today and tomorrow. More clouds, too. But the sunshine comes back out for Thursday, Friday, into the weekend. We'll be into those mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Brittany, how's the fire thing right now, though? Is that still bad?
It is low across the state. It's only really high up in towards, like, Douglas and Bayfield County. This morning.
The high danger is what I'm saying? Or,
the high, it's only dangerous up there, she said.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, northwest. Very far northwest Wisconsin only has the high fire danger. The rest of the state is low. So
great.
The rain has definitely helped. Nobody's in a drought condition except for very, very far south along the state line. So the state's looking pretty good right now as well.
Awesome. Because this is a perfect... I don't camp. I've never camped in my life. Isn't that something?
Really?
Well, you know why, though?
Wait, what?
What? From Marinette or wherever you're from?
No, you know why?
Excuse me, you're going to camp all year?
Well, yeah. I had my when I was a little kid, I had my pup tent, my Cub Scout pup tent set up in my yard. And I bet I slept out there 3 or 4 days a week all summer long, me and my friends. And we'd have a fire every single night, you know, in our backyard.
Pretty close to camping.
That's what I mean. So the thought of going to a campground do exactly what I did in my backyard my whole life.
Right.
You know what I mean, Brittany?
Yeah, that makes sense. You're like, what's the point? What's the difference?
I mean, it's I loved it. I love sleeping in a tent. I love having fires, the whole thing, but I didn't feel the need to go someplace else to do it.
Because you could do it in your backyard. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those of us in the hood are the ones that love camping.
Right.
So we get out.
Yeah. In the ghetto? Were you in the ghetto? Grew up in the ghetto of Two Rivers? In the tenement?
No.
Brittany! Brittany, yes. I want to kayak this summer. I want a bike and I want a kayak.
You want a what?
Bike. I wanted to do that so bad this weekend was kayak. I saw so many people out in the water.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That 10 years ago, did we even know what a kayak was? You know what I mean? And now that's become such a popular thing.
We call them canoes.
That's what I mean, right? It was canoes, but who knew kayak? Isn't that an unbelievable popular sport, Brittany?
Oh my gosh, is it huge. Kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding. I mean, they're doing everything out there. I've even seen those, I don't even know what they are. Technically bikes that you're riding on the water.
Oh yeah, that's
fun. They're like hovering above it.
Those are awesome.
Those are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. And then, I don't know.
I would kick your butt in that.
Oh, I don't know.
I would.
Elkhart Lake. Let's do it on Sunday.
Okay. No way. All right. Good. Let's do it. Brittany, this is the summer of the Mare and the Mino challenges.
Oh, no. This summer?
Well, maybe next summer.
Did you just say
next summer
the
would be great.
Mare and the Mino challenges?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Well, the show's called Mino and the Mayor, Mayor and the Mino.
He just thought he'd call it first place right off the bat.
No.
Name change.
No. I want it out there as big and bold as possible with the mayor getting his butt kicked by Mino.
Gotcha. Okay.
Brittany, we're going to have a kayaking regatta, him and I, on where we're going, Kelly Lake.
I thought we were doing it on the East River.
No, no, no. Kelly Lake.
I thought we said East River.
Kelly Lake is a lot more calm.
Well, I don't know about that, right? There's nothing going on at the East River.
Okay. Well, I don't like the East River. Okay. I'm afraid I'll fall in. I'll swallow that ugly water.
Yeah.
Brittany, we want you to be with us.
I would love to. I would be upset if I missed it. I love those kinds of
awesome.
Things.
Awesome.
Water sports, 100%.
And then we're going to race you in a kayak, but you have to give us a big head start.
Big head start.
Very large head start. Like where you can't even see us.
We're halfway here. We see the finish line and you can't see us.
You're not even in the water yet.
You're
coming down the road.
It's still in the back. The kayak is still in the back of your truck.
Right. Okay. Unload.
Right.
As we take off. Oh. Yes. I think that's fair.
I'm just sitting there with a timer.
Yeah.
We were talking about summers. We have some friends with cottages, which is great because cottages are expensive, which that's not my point. Point is all the toys you have to have that stand up. And so we go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got the swan. The family can go on, like four people.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
It's like a paddle swan. You know what I'm talking about, Brittany? It's got like,
I don't.
Is it the inflatable?
No. It's the real deal. No. It's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. He has a comment.
Okay. So I've seen paddle boats.
Right.
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page. That'll be my entire Facebook thing.
Laugh all you want.
Yeah, it will. Oh, my God. I want a picture. Todd just snorted.
I already,
you know it's a good day for anyone. Todd snorts.
I already reserved it. So, and those
you got to reserve a swan?
Yeah, I got my granddaughter coming up.
There's such a demand for the swan. You got to reserve it?
Yeah. Okay. The other stuff, the kayaks, we have that. But
okay.
Those, I wouldn't buy that because you don't use it that often.
Right.
No, it's a paddle thing. Yeah.
All right.
And the bikes, we'll do that because you bike around the lake and, yeah, those are, that's a workout though.
Oh, I bet.
That's a workout.
I bet.
Yeah.
No. Okay. You know what I did this weekend, you guys?
What'd you do? Let me just say this. No matter what you did this weekend is cooler than anything that we did this weekend.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Oh, no, we don't know that for sure. But, no, I finally went to this Tireton 4x4 off-road trail where I could actually take my Jeep Wrangler that I usually drive on the street out on these back road trails. And it was awesome. And I saw these Jeeps just rock crawling, doing the craziest things that I've only seen in videos on social media. I saw it in real life this weekend. It was pretty cool. In central Wisconsin, this is happening in our woods. I love it.
Was I right or wrong that she does cooler things than us every weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that was nothing we could have done could have come even close.
Oh, I got to read this text. Old Station 31 is listening from Copenhagen, Denmark today. P.S. I have a swan mare, Tavia. Wow!
All right. Bring it back.
Oh, my goodness. See? There's a picture of it.
Yep. I love it.
I can see you on that. Like, you can't believe.
Mare. I want to get a staff picture with you both in there.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Me too. Yeah. Wow.
That's
okay.
We have to name the swan.
Yes.
I don't know.
How cool does Copenhagen, Denmark sound?
That'd be cool.
Isn't that like the best place to live, like in the world?
Yeah. Denmark, I think, is like the highest, like people live longest.
Yeah, but I think their taxes are a little high too because you know, everything's free, but you know, nothing's free. You know what I mean? I think they have free healthcare, free education, free trails, free this, free that, free
You'd
that.
You'd love it because I think there's free weed. I want to move to Denmark. Brittany.
I'm for it.
It's like 20 miles away.
Wow. Todd jumped on that. Yeah, move to Denmark. I want you to move to Denmark, Todd says. Brittany, give me your plans for this summer.
Oh, gosh. That's a loaded question. Yeah. I don't know. I fly
minute by minute
where the wind blows me. Where's the weather? What's going on? But definitely kayaking. Definitely some boating. I want to go up north to Ironwood and that area and do some ATV trail riding. There's also some camping you can do up on Lake Superior. I'm huge into camping.
I'm going to tell you where to go. Can I give you a couple of UP tourism things? Lake of the Clouds. Have you ever heard of Lake of the Clouds in the Porcupine Mountains?
Love the name.
You will love that area. There are a lot of bear, I'll be honest with you. But you can hike throughout the Porcupine Mountains to the Lake of the Clouds. It's the most beautiful thing. You'd think you're in Montana or something. You got to go up to Ontonagon, the town of Ontonagon, which is right on Lake Superior. That whole area around there with the Porcupine Mountains, it's built for you, Brittany. You would love it like you can't believe.
And I'm never coming back then.
No, you might not come back.
Starlink, find me in the woods.
Yes, it would be perfect for people like you. That's exactly what that country is made for.
And Brittany, I know last fall we talked about leafing, right? Where to go, and you talked a lot about the North. No, you talked a lot about Marinette or Marquette. I spent my weekend in Elko. You know where that is? It's kind of...
I don't know that town for summer. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. You said by Anago?
Well, no, it's probably a half hour from Anago.
All right.
But that has got to be... We're talking about the leaves. Now, obviously, they're all green, but that has got to be one of the best drives in fall. That's where I'm going. I said that to Donna. We're going to go up there. It's unbelievable how many trees there are. And there's greens, and then there's all those, maple trees, whatever. I'm going up there in fall. Instead of going to your place, John, I'm going to Elko.
All right.
That's where I'm spending my fall.
All right. So, Brittany, how's this? This weekend was fantastic. I don't like really hot weather. I just don't. I don't like mosquitoes and bugs and whatever, and I grew up with them, and I'm this old guy now that doesn't like being annoyed.
But they weren't around at all.
No, they weren't. So what I'm saying is, this is the greatest time of the year to live in Northeast Wisconsin, isn't it?
100%. I was actually telling my family that. They came up from, Illinois and stuff, so they're kind of in the woods. And I was like, listen, this is the time to have the campfire, to go out on the water, to do these things, because we're not sweating. We don't have to get into the water. And the bugs are not here in full force just yet. I mean, give it a week, They will be.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Just right now.
Brittany, do you...
Oh, it was so perfect, too. 70s, sunshine. The sun felt great. And then the wind, the breeze felt crisp and perfect.
Perfect.
Couldn't ask
so
for
I'm going to be a poster child for skin cancer.
Oh, gosh. What?
I'm having surgery tomorrow for skin cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whatever. But what I'm saying is I never wore sunscreen one time in my life. Not once. And I thought I was being full-blooded Italian. I thought Italians don't get skin cancer. So I just want to say for all the people, and we were talking about this right before you came on, that one, and Jim even said two people or two types of people that get it more than you'd realize are truck drivers because of their arm being out the window all the time and people on the water.
Oh, that fishing. The people who fish a lot. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Hey, do you fish? Because this is, a friend of mine sent a picture. He got like this unbelievable walleye. Like
from where?
Oh my gosh!
Up here in Brussels.
On the bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you fish when your family comes up?
Brittany. We do. Okay. Yeah. I'm not the crazy one that goes out super early in the morning. Oh. Or, you know, the whole wave when the season opens. But I'll go out there on occasion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. I was at Bay Beach with my granddaughters this weekend, right. And I'll tell you what, just standing there looking out on that bay, I would love to have a boat. But not everything that comes with having a boat. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Never-ending cost.
Taking care of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why
storing it, yada, yada, yada.
That's why you have friends.
That's
friends
what I mean. I would love to have a friend where it'd be like Johnny Carson. Brittany, stick around. We're going to keep you here. Is that okay?
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
April? March. April 1975.
I'll look it up.
All right.
So number one song on this day in April 1975. Hi, Brittany.
Okay.
Good morning.
Is that what you were thinking too, Brittany?
Look at you.
Yeah.
You know why I know that?
I have no idea.
Do you want to know why I know that?
How?
I don't guess.
Because back in my day, I'm so old, Brittany, and Todd might know this, but I don't think he had to do it. In my day, if you were going to get a job in radio, you had to get a third degree license, Todd?
Some sort of license,
FCC license. I mean, and it was like really hard. I mean, crazy math and things about frequencies. What? Oh, it was unbelievable. So I was taking a class to prep to be on the radio, and we got to do like 150. What, Todd? What, Todd?
Okay, did you pass?
So give me the dates again that you...
April 1975.
Oh, nice job. It was released February 1975.
Okay. And the reason I know that, we got to do one...
That was on the test?
No. But we got to do four, right? For like our final exam.
That's a tough test.
For like our final exam, we got to do like a 20-minute on-air, real live radio show for 20 minutes.
All right, that's cool.
And we got to pick our own songs. And that was my number one song that I played.
Out of all the songs, you picked that one?
That was a great song.
It was a number one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, so that's why I know that.
I mean... It's no Liberace.
And then, but you know what, though? And then as soon as we got done with that class and everything like that, the FCC de-escalated, or whatever you want to call it. You didn't have to get those licenses anymore.
Yeah, it changed.
Yeah.
I still had to get one, but it was
you
nothing.
Did, huh?
Yeah, but it's nothing like that. You didn't have to take a test. You basically just said, my name is, I am, and then you got
but
it.
But that's why so many people used to go to Brown Institute.
Sure, you had to learn all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Used to have quite a bit of knowledge of engineering and stuff.
That's
like
what
that.
I mean. It was all engineering
did
stuff.
Did you take it and pass it, or did they do away with it?
As soon as I was done with that class, literally that year, they disbanded. You didn't have to get that big license anymore.
All right. Okay.
But in order to do anything with a transmitter, you had to have that license, right, Todd?
Yeah.
You couldn't touch it.
Yeah, I wonder why they got a bit away with it.
Brittany, I got a text here. I suggest that Brittany checks out the Ontonagon Park Campground. We were there yesterday. Beautiful. Lots of campsites right on the lakeshore of Lake Superior. Gary, you got to go up there, Brittany. You'd love it.
Thank you. That is exactly what I'm looking for.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Aren't these campsites, you read about that, isn't it like crazy to get one now? Like, aren't they like really, really popular? Like you call and they're taken, or maybe that's just over the 4th.
I don't know.
There was some stuff on you got to. I don't know that they were people.
Reserve?
I think people are really into camping.
Or they are. It seems like more. Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially after COVID and all of that,
right.
Everybody, you know, really started to explore the outdoors and stuff. It's harder to get lakeshore or lakeside, but if you plan in advance and you find those little secret gems, probably like I just found out about.
But I
would
tell you,
Brittany, that would be there. You will. That's perfect for you.
I think the other reason camping is maybe picking up a little bit. Hotels are.
Oh my God! Right.
We were just in Antigo. Now, it was all right, but you know, then you got to pay $25 more for your dog. But it just, they're expensive.
Okay, am I really old?
Totally worth it. What, John?
In regards to, I'd say yes.
I thought there was more to the question, but
no.
I would say yes.
Okay, so I was buying my granddaughter's breakfast the other morning at McDonald's. Okay.
Yep.
Breakfast burritos, just little whatever. And I had a $20 bill, and the girl goes, $36.
That's like, so embarrassing.
Okay, hang on. So get this.
Can you put back the burrito? Yeah.
So I wanted, my granddaughter's like staying here where I live, right above the studio here. But I say, I didn't have enough forewarning. My apartment's a little gross. Not gross. It's
chiseled gross.
So I offered my wife $20 to clean it. She goes,
yeah, she did. I totally took
her
side.
Well, you know this.
I was there when you were talking to her. I'm like, $20? Man, that place? At least $120 just to walk in.
That's what she said, $100.
She did. I know. I was on your side.
I mean,
Todd?
I hate to say this, Mino, but I don't think anybody's on your side on this one.
No.
Brittany, would you clean my apartment for $20?
Here's the other problem, John. If you would have done this right and had it cleaned every week or maybe a single every other week, then people would be like, maybe $50 I'll do it for. But you know that you got to go in there now. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like going into a campground.
But I even bought some stuff at Fleet Farm the other day.
Yeah, can you imagine that toilet?
To take out stains from your carpets. I even bought some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried buying that blue stuff for my toilet. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. You gotta use it. You gotta use it more often.
You guys want to run upstairs? I'll show you during the break.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
All right.
We got another text for you, Brittany. Devil's Lake is also beautiful.
Oh yes.
Yes,
I love that one. I've never camped there though. Definitely hot.
You gotta go.
You'd love it.
I got this one from Todd DePere. You had to take a test back in the day. Now they just let guys like the mayor have his own shows.
Would that hurt? All right. You're right. Michael says,
best of luck, Mino, with your procedure tomorrow, sending positive chai and vibes from Madison. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that very much. Very nice. But I'm going to be a poster child for skin cancer, Brittany.
So will you?
What happens with that?
I'm going to have half my face removed.
Will you blog that? No. Is that what they call that? Are you going to keep us updated, or is it just going to be a Facebook? How are you going to communicate with your listeners that? The procedure.
Mino's going to get the lead part in Phantom of the Opera.
There you go. We'll buy him that half mask.
Look away. I'm hideous.
She gave me water.
Yeah. Yep. So that's how it goes. Hey, Brittany, give us a nice forecast for this week.
Oh, it's going to be a little crisp, a little cooler for the next 2 days. Today's high temperatures in those upper 60s will be in the mid 60s tomorrow. We've got this system that's kind of sliding north, but it's going to stay off to the east. So what it's going to do is swing chances of some light drizzle, some scattered showers today, possibly at times through tomorrow. And then the sun returns for the rest
of the
week.
Boy, it's so nice out there right now.
Oh, man.
It's gorgeous.
The sky is so blue, isn't it? Like blue. It's great. Yeah. Well, thanks for the forecast.
Vibrant.
This is going to be a fun week.
Brittany Merlot, we love having you on. You're awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. You are, too.
Take care.
Bye, Brittany.
See ya.
Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.